This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The White House is trying to strike another blow to Obamacare. In a filing with the federal appeals court yesterday, the Trump administration said the entire Affordable Care Act should be struck down. Previously, it had called for only parts of the law to go. So the change in strategy is a big one. And if the White House eventually prevails, the economic consequences will be huge. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
The Affordable Care Act just had its ninth birthday a few days ago. Linda Blumberg with the Health Policy Center at the Urban Institute says it's hard to calculate all the implications of taking it away.
The Affordable Care Act has so many pieces that it really has reached in to almost every area of the healthcare system.
She says getting rid of the ACA would mean reversing Medicaid expansions, no more letting young adults stay on their parents' health plans, an end to prescription drug cost sharing for seniors, and lots more.
We estimate that the increase in the number of people uninsured in the country would be about 20 million people.
Now, ironically enough, if that happens, it could conceivably increase support for single-payer alternatives, most of which are being called Medicare for All.
Martin Gaynor is a professor of economics and public policy at Carnegie Mellon.
Once people have something, they're very reluctant to give it up. It's hard to take away.
But nothing's changing yet, and maybe won't change at all. Abby Gluck directs the Center for Health Law and Policy at Yale Law School. She questions whether the appeals court will uphold the lower court's decision that the whole ACA must go. And she says even if the appeals court agrees, the case would then likely go to the Supreme Court.
So there would be no immediate effects, although the insurance markets would be further destabilized by the uncertainty.
This afternoon, Democrats unveiled plans to move in the opposite direction, building on the ACA. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.